Okay, Liz, here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hollywood. 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 Okay, Sarah, you know that I am a proud card-carrying member of Bachelor Nation.
Yes, I do.
It is a large part of my identity. And I know you're also a Bachelor fan.
I am.
And I am so excited to share some big news. The one and only official Bachelor podcast is out now.
Yes, Bachelor Happy Hour with Rachel and Allie. It features hosts and former bachelorettes Rachel Lindsay and Allie Fedotowsky-Mano. I will say Allie is one of my favorite former bachelorettes.
Oh, and Rachel's breakup with Peter, I was talking about it at the office for days.
Epic. These ladies are not strangers to dating on national TV, and now they are sharing their stories and experiences on their own show.
Bachelor Happy Hour with Rachel and Allie takes you behind the scenes of all things Bachelor Nation with stories you won't hear anywhere else. I cannot wait. The two will chat with fellow show alumni, dole out relationship advice, and share behind the scenes exclusive. They'll also be featuring cast members who just got kicked off the show and get their takes on what happened. Oh my God.
It's going to be juicy. In just a moment, you'll get to hear a preview of what's to come on Bachelor Happy Hour with Rachel and Allie and what it was like when the cameras stopped rolling.
And while you're listening, go subscribe to Bachelor Happy Hour with Rachel and Allie on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to Happier in Hollywood. Welcome to your new home of Bachelor Nation news.
All right, let's go subscribe.
Start listening now at wondery.fm/inHollywood. That's wondery.fm/inHollywood.
Hey guys, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Allie.
And welcome to our brand new podcast,
Bachelor Happy Hour.
That's right. I hope you have your wine, Rachel.
Allie,
have yours?
I stay with a glass of wine
because happy hour is the best hour, and that's what this hour is going to be.
All right, all right. I like that. And I feel like the more wine that you get in us, the more bachelor secrets are going to come out about our time on the show, right? I mean, I have a lot of them. I know you do.
Allie, I think I'm already too blunt and direct, and I'm afraid of what a couple of glasses of wine are going to do.
All right, Rach, let's talk about what we've been doing since we were both on the show.
Yeah, I feel like I have really big news because we're about, I don't want to give too much away, but next month, I'm getting married to Brian. It's been a long time coming. 2 years. It's crazy to think 2 years since we first met each other. 2.5, really.
Really? It's been that long?
Yeah, since we met each other for the first time. He walked out of that limo, spoke to me in Spanish. I've never been right since. Actually, I've been for the better since. But we're getting married. It's a destination wedding. We are so excited. I'm just ready to start that next chapter. And, you know, I look up to you. You're married. Aww. You have two kids. I follow your stories. I, like, pinch your kids' cheeks through the phone. I want that. I'm so ready for that. But you know what I will say, though? I can't give away too many details now, but I'm very excited that it's actually not a televised wedding. I wanted that before, but we're in control. We're doing it our way, and it's really going to be a beautiful thing.
But please share some pictures with us.
There will be pictures, don't you worry. Pictures, videos, the works.
Oh, good. I can't wait to. And I have to say, you know, you talked about my kids. You and Brian going to have kids?
Yes.
You're going to have some cute kids.
Thank you.
So for me, let's see. I did not end up with the guy I ended up with on The Bachelorette. It was 10 years ago. His name is Roberto. I've always say I wish Roberto the best of luck. I think he's a great guy, and I'm super excited for him to meet somebody who he can settle down with. But we were just toxic together. Sometimes two people are great people. They're not good together. But since then, my time on the show, I met my husband, Kevin. It's so funny. I always say that Kevin is the guy that I described to The Bachelor producers when they asked me what kind of guy I wanted.
Really?
100%. I always said I wanted somebody who is like quirky and smart, really funny off the cuff, but like a little bit of nerd in them. And that is my husband, like to a T.
So I feel like there's certain questions that people always ask you over and over again when you're the lead of the show, or even if you're a contestant. And one of the questions I always get is, do couples really, really fall in love on the show? Do you get that question?
Yes, pretty often. And what is your answer?
I mean, I do feel like I fell in love with Brian on the show. Nothing's a sure thing, whether you meet someone in the bachelor bubble or you meet someone outside of it, right? You're taking a risk. Sometimes you just have more time to think about it than others. But for me, I knew Brian was the one. My mom told me to always follow my gut, and I truly think that I did that. I think it's when I met people outside of Bachelor Nation, when I met his family, when he met my family, that I really thought, you know what? He's the one.
Like, because it is hard. I mean, how much, you don't spend very much time together. I mean, under 48 hours the whole season you probably spend with him physically.
I think it's 24 hours, but there were just certain, I think with Brian and I, it was the age, it was timing, there were certain questions. We just knew what we wanted for each other.
Do you think that's love? Like a close thing to love at first sight? Because I feel like to love someone is to know someone.
I felt I knew him. I mean, I definitely knew the day after, when the cameras were gone, and he was the exact same person that he was on camera with me. But I would have to say I knew before.
Well, I'm so happy that you had that because I had the opposite experience.
Did you really?
Yes. I mean, as soon as the cameras went away, I kind of had, I mean, not as soon, honestly, like as soon as the cameras go away after you get engaged, you get like 5 days, wherever you are. I was in Bora Bora.
Oh my gosh, I'm jealous.
It's pretty awesome. And that was actually pretty great. I remember some pretty great moments there. But our little happy couple, you know, weekends that we would have together, they're called happy couple weekends. I remember like having a big fight then and thinking, I don't even remember what the fight was about, but thinking like, this isn't right. So I want to talk real quick about what this podcast is going to be like. I think, Rachel, that you and I have very, very unique perspective on what it's like to be on the show. So I feel like we are the perfect people to host this podcast. As a Bachelor super fan, because that is what I am, you guys, I am so excited about the guests we are going to have on this show. I mean, I'm not just excited for you guys listening. I'm just excited for myself personally, because after the episodes, I'm so like, oh my gosh, I have to know what this person was thinking. And on this podcast, you are going to get to hear from the guy or girl who was eliminated on the last episode. We're going to have the absolute latest breaking news from them. I mean, they don't get that rose. They have a lot to say. They're going to be right here on our podcast to say it.
We can also give you the behind the scenes things too.
People always ask, why is the driveway so shiny? That's because Chris Harrison waters it, so it looks nice and shiny. Like, why is it always wet? Was your dress soaking wet on the first
soaking
night?
Soaking wet, so heavy. Oh, worst thing, trying to go to the bathroom. Don't get me started.
There's all weird behind the scenes things like going to the bathroom in a soaking wet gown. Well, we'll get into that, I'm sure.
I think what a lot of people don't realize or know is that you're not alone in the fantasy suites. There are no cameras, the lights go away, there's no sound guy, but a producer does stay in whatever facility you're in.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't have that?
No!
What? They left you by yourself?
Yes! I mean, the cameras were there when we were like making out on the bed, then like, you know, one of us gets up and shuts the door and like the scene is over, you know? But after that, we were alone. No. In fact, on my season, I wished that I wasn't alone. And again, no offense to Chris Lampton, because he's a great guy and he's happily married with a baby now. But back in the day, we both weren't into each other. He was in my top two by default, because the guy who would have been in my top two sent himself home, Frank. Shame on you, Frank. I didn't want to have a fantasy suite with Chris, even though he was in my top three, because we didn't have that connection. So I actually asked one of the producers to call an hour into our fantasy suite date and say there was an emergency and I had to leave.
Call who, though? You don't have phones.
Oh, there was a phone in there. It was really? the hotel phone.
Gotcha.
You know, like we didn't have a cell phone or anything. But yeah, that's how I got out of it. If she was in the room, which I could, well, actually, if she's in the room, I would have been probably
So maybe I should like be more clear. They're definitely not in the room. But I remember on Nick's season, we were in this house. And so we were upstairs and the producer stayed downstairs. And I remember thinking, that is so responsible. Just in case something happens, somebody freaks out, just like for, you know, insurance purposes.
And times have changed.
Yeah.
I think after some of the drama over the seasons, they've got their ducks in a row.
No, somebody was there for me. And I love hearing the story about how you had the producer call, because I definitely had a fantasy suite with somebody who I was like, I just know I'm not into this person. You know how it goes. You can't be into all of them. And I thought, gosh, could we stay late? You guys stay late with us in the fantasy suite and then come super early to come get me. And they did, because I remember the NBA finals were on. And so they all stayed in the room and watched. And then they left. And then they came first thing in the morning when the sun came up. And
you got to tell us who this is.
You know, you could probably guess.
So,
right?
Who was on your season? It was Peter, Brian, and
Eric.
Oh, it was Eric. Oh, Eric.
Love you,
sorry.
Eric, but, you know, it just we just didn't have that type of connection.
Totally. You can't like them all. That'd otherwise be a different show.
All right, you guys. So raise your glass, because Bachelor Happy Hour is out now. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I don't know about you, but we're always looking for ways to get our kids involved and give back in our local community. That's why we're excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which is the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers. Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. I would love for Violet to do this program when she's in high school.
This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, it's also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.